If you're trying to make decisions about what you want your home to look like, or how you want it to feel, or what you should keep, or what you should let go of, this is what you need to know. Clarity is the key to everything. It is the foundation to knowledge and understanding. It is the foundation to your vision and what you want to create. And it is the foundation to knowing something to be true through experience. Welcome to Imprint, a podcast about creating a home and life you love. I'm Natalie Walton, an interior designer, stylist, and best-selling author focused on an holistic approach to homes. Each week, I'm sharing insights and interviews about the creative process to help you enhance both your interiors and well-being, as well as provide you with the tools and resources to make considered and sustainable choices with all that you create. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Imprint. I hope you're all well. Today, I want to share what I've learned about making decisions with confidence. It's quite simple, but we make it so complicated. What you need is clarity. Clarity is everything. It helps give you a clear direction of what you need to do and how you need to do it. It also helps you know where you need to go and how to get there. So quite simply, it helps you make better decisions. But all too often, we live in confusion. We say, I don't know. I don't know what to do. And do you know why we say that? Because it makes us feel safe. We don't have to make a decision. We don't have to move forward. When we say, I don't know, we just fall into this kind of warm, cozy, safe place that I don't need to move forward at all, or I don't have to take action or move into the unknown. And in a strange way, confusion feels safe. It feels familiar, and it's what we know. So in today's episode, I'm going to be sharing the three levels you need to move through to have more clarity in making decisions in relation to your home. But of course, this is also applies to your life as well. Now, before we get into this episode, I want you to press pause if you haven't done it already, and I want you to go and register for my free live training that I'm going to be teaching, a mini masterclass to help you learn how to declutter and organize your home the right way so that you can reclaim back control, not only of your home, but your life too. So I'm going to be sharing how you can finally enjoy more energy and a feeling of greater freedom, both mentally and physically, as well as save yourself a huge amount of time. Because if you spend too much time and energy stressing all of your stuff in your home, you're just wasting your time. You know, it's not the answer. And if that's you, you just feel like you're going around in circles in your home, then you really need to join this training, because I'm going to be sharing with you some really powerful ideas to help you move forward through this. Or if you don't even know where to start when it comes with your home, and if you're ready to not only make a change, but learn a system that works and actually sticks, then make sure that you join. So I'm going to be teaching you three essential strategies to declutter and organize your home with calm, a sense of calm. So it's not going to be the stressful experience or an overwhelming experience, because that's not going to help anybody. But it also will give you clarity and confidence. And I'm going to be sharing why you cannot change your home without first changing yourself. But before you dismiss this idea as being too hard, I want you to know that it's easier than you think. You just need to know how. And I'll be sharing what you need to know to make some simple but really important shifts in the way that you think about yourself, your time, and your spaces, and your relationship with your family or other people in your household. Because so many people come to me saying, you know, it would be so much easier to keep my home tidy and organized if I didn't have other people in my home. You know, if I didn't have my husband here or my kids here. And, you know, you just feel that you have to manage them as well as all the stuff that they bring into your home. So I'll be sharing how you can actually help get them to where you're going faster. So, you know, get them to help you where you want to go, and that they don't have to be a hurdle. They can actually be part of the solution. I'm also going to be sharing why you shouldn't confuse organizing with buying so-called storage solutions, because this is a trap that so many people fall into. They think, you know, I need to organize my pantry, or I need to organize my garage or the kids' craft supplies, and, you know, run out and go and buy all these storage bins and labels and all the things. And I know that all that stuff, you know, goes viral on TikTok and everyone loves looking at it, but it's actually not where you want to start. You need to be really careful before anything enters your home. In fact, you need to learn to be a gatekeeper. And I'm going to talk all about that, because that is a really powerful idea that can really change your relationship with what you allow into your home, including all those beautiful, you know, items of stationery and organizers and all those things. And I'm also going to be sharing how living with less is how you can achieve true freedom. This is honestly the best gift that you can give to yourself. It is how you simplify your home and life. It is how you can create more space for what you really want. And so we're going to take a look at that too. Now, this whole training, I've put so much time into it to make sure that you leave with what you really need to know, because I've been there too, and I've tried all the systems, and, you know, I found one that really works for me as a busy working mom of four children who has to be realistic about the amount of time I have each day to manage my household. So if you're like me and you don't have all day to keep your home in order, and you want to be more strategic and smart with how you spend your time, then this really is for you. And you also don't want to spend all of your spare time, you know, including your weekends, tidying and organizing your home instead of actually doing the things like you love, that, you know, spending time with your family or doing activities or doing yoga or whatever it is for you, you know, socializing with your friends. So, you know, if you don't want to be spending all your spare time working through piles of stuff and you want to actually free up your time, then I really encourage you to join this training. So you can register at nataliewalton.com/calm, and you'll get a free bonus for showing up live and also have the opportunity to ask questions. And we'll be going through some exercises live as well. But there will be a limited time replay if you can't make it, but you need to register. So as I said, go to nataliewalton.com/calm. And I've popped a link in the show notes so you can find all the details on how to register there. And there've already been so many people that have signed up, which I'm really excited about. But as I said, there's a limited number of places. So I really don't want you to miss out on this. If you're struggling with your stuff, you really need to come and join me for this. And I'm really excited to share this training with you. All right, well, let's get back to clarity and what you really need to know. When it comes to getting clarity, there are three main levels of clarity that you need to experience to make better decisions. And as I said, this relates to as much to your home as your life. So if you're trying to make decisions about what you want your home to look like, or how you want it to feel, or what you should keep, or what you should let go of, this is what you need to know. So as I said, clarity is the key to everything. It is the foundation to knowledge and understanding. It is the foundation to your vision and what you want to create. And it is the foundation to knowing something to be true through experience. Because let's take a quick look at what happens when you don't have clarity. What tends to happen is that you keep switching and changing directions. You know, basically because you're not quite sure of the right path. And I don't know if you've experienced this in, you know, your own home. It could even relate to, you know, renovating, or when you decide like, okay, like I'm going to, you know, do this to be organized at home. You start doing one thing and it doesn't quite work, and you change directions and you kind of keep going around in circles. Or as I mentioned before, you just keep circling in confusion, you know, in that state of, I don't know what to do. And what I want to offer to you is that you have to get out of that confusion. You have to make a decision and move forward, because I don't know keeps you exactly where you are right now. It doesn't help you grow and improve and make progress. I don't know keeps you stuck. So, you know, that, you know, if you find yourself saying it and really like listen out for it just throughout your day, be conscious of saying that to yourself, I don't know, because it keeps you stuck. It keeps you frustrated and it keeps you from getting the results that you want. And when you have clarity, when you don't have clarity, you really lack confidence, especially when you don't have the clarity through experience piece of the puzzle, because you have to put faith and belief into this idea of what you want. You have to believe in this idea of who you are and how you behave in your future, like the future version of you that you want to become. You have to believe in what you're creating and how it's going to be great in the future from where you are now. Now, I hope that this isn't spinning your head too much. Don't worry, it's all going to make sense. So I've experienced many versions of this. When I was editing all of our stuff, all the stuff that we had as a family of five, because I didn't have my youngest son until after we did our tree change, which was, well, it would be because he's six now, so it would be, you know, 7 years ago. And I had to get clear on what I wanted our life to look like after the move. I knew that I didn't want to take everything with us because we had so many things in our lives that we had accumulated as hand-me-downs and as younger versions of who we are. My husband and I have been together for, it's like over 20 years. And it will actually be our 20th wedding anniversary this year. So there you go. But we've been together for much longer than that. So maybe even been together for 25 years. But as you can imagine, at that point, you know, I mean, it was still kind of coming. We'd been together for a long time and we had accumulated, like we both came together and we had all of our own things, you know, that you sort of, when you a couple and you join forces and you have all your various things, you know, individually and you bring those things together. And of course, like we'd made various edits along the way, but we still had a lot of stuff. And then because we didn't have much money, we would often go to, and I enjoyed this, you know, I would go to op shops and secondhand stores and buy furniture and paint it. And I got a sofa that I bought at St. Vincent's de Paul and I got it reupholstered. And we actually found this, it was pretty cool, actually. It was a mid-century sort of Danish style day bed. And the frame was in good condition. But we got it reupholstered the cushion, and you know, so we had all these things that, you know, got us through those early years of our marriage and our time together. But you know, we got to the point where, after reading and learning and sort of getting and developing a knowledge, particularly through styling as well, of, you know, how to edit my collections, I realized that, you know, we had things that were not part of who we were anymore. And making this big tree change, it really was this opportunity to sort of say, okay, well, what do we want to have moving forward? This is all the stuff that we have now, but what do we want in our future? What do we want when we move house? And it was going to be a big move. It wasn't just moving, you know, literally the move that we had done before that, we actually moved from one house to another on the same street. It was like 500 meters down the road. It was to a much bigger house, but this was going to be moving, you know, like, I don't know how many kilometers, but a long way. It was like a, you know, on a good drive, an hour and a half drive on the highway kind of thing, but it was a decent distance. So, and I just didn't want to take all that stuff. I'd had enough, you know, I'd reached that point where it's like, no, this is like going to be even though we were already grown-ups for a long time, I felt like it was our first proper home as grown-ups. you know, because we had our children and all of these things. And I just didn't want to take all these things with us again. And we had children. And so, as you will know, there are so many things that you know, that have a huge amount of hold over us, and children's drawings and craft and all of them, let's call them their creations. You know, we just couldn't take everything with them. And we had boxes of these things. And as I said, at this point, I had three young children, and they were all in that really busy creative stage where they were, you know, they'd make like 10 drawings in a day, and they were using buttons and glue and pipe cleaners and making things with cardboard boxes. And, you know, all of those creations, they're not small either. For any of you who have young children, you know what I'm talking about. But we just can't hold on to everything. And I'll be sharing more about how you can learn to let go in my training. But for now, I want you to know that I had to create a vision of what I wanted our life to look like. And let me tell you, it didn't include holding on to all those boxes of kids' art and all of those clothes that I'd accumulated over the years. You know, the ones that you think that they still fit you, but they don't really. And they just make you feel disappointed when you look at them, or they're uncomfortable, or you plan on fixing that zip, but you never have. Or they're just taking up valuable space. And not just the physical space, but they take up too much of your mental energy too. And so I had to create a vision for myself of who I wanted to be. But then what happened was quite amazing, because as I started to engage in the process, and this is what happens when you get clarity through experience, I started to feel more confident, because I was moving towards that person I wanted to be. And I was creating this life that I really wanted for myself and for my family. And I just felt so much lighter and freer, if that is a word. And I wasn't holding on to all the stuff that I didn't need, that wasn't part of the vision of the life that I wanted. It was really powerful. And I'll be sharing more about how you can create this vision for yourself in my training. But for now, let's look at the three levels you need to move through to have more clarity in your home and life. The first step is knowledge clarity, what I like to call knowing. But there are a couple of steps you need to take before you can move from knowledge to knowing. So knowledge clarity is about having enough knowledge to make a decision. Now, when it comes to making decisions in your home, you will have a certain level of knowledge because of experience, what you've done before, what's worked, what hasn't. And you might have done research or read books, even listened to some podcasts or watched some shows to gain knowledge. But often there's a gap. There's a gap between what you already know and what you need to know to solve your problem. And in that gap, you need to think differently. You need to think differently about your stuff. You need to think differently about your spaces. And you need to think differently about what you really want and how you really want to live. And so what you need to do is you need to get really clear on what you want. It's very easy to go down the path of trying to create a home that looks like what someone else says it should look like. But you need to work out what feels good for you, what works in your family, with your family dynamic, and with your space. And that's where vision comes into place. Now, you know, look, I love what Marie Kondo does, but, you know, her life is very different to your life. You know, you've got to work out what works for you. And I will be sharing how you can do that. But it needs to be a more personalized and a holistic approach. The second idea that I want to talk about is vision clarity. So this second level of clarity is about creating certainty with your vision. So what does that mean? It means getting clear on what you want. It means having so much clarity on what you want that you feel confident to make decisions that move you forward. Will they always be the right decisions? Not always, but this is what you need to understand. You will only ever learn to make better decisions when you get into the practice of making decisions, because then you get data that helps you make informed decisions moving forward. Is this making sense? You have to let go of this idea that everything has to be perfect, that everything has to be perfect for us to make a decision to move forward, because life doesn't work that way. But here is the trick. If you want to make decisions that you don't regret, you need to break down your decisions into smaller ones. This mitigates the risk. So in the training, I'm going to talk about how you can do this, how you can make decisions that move you forward, how you can make decisions that move you out of confusion, out of the, you know, I don't know. Because the key is, my friend, that, you know, you have to break them down and you have to move out of this confusion. And the key to moving forwards and the goals that you want for your home and your life is about making decisions that move you forward, moving out of the confusion. Now, the third idea that I want to share with you today is experience clarity. And so when we move into the third level of clarity that creates confidence, and as I said, that is experience clarity. This is the clarity that you experience when you move into action. You will only get this type of clarity, and it's the highest level of clarity, when you do the work. This means that you need to increase your learn-do ratio. So what do I mean by that? You will only get so far when you are just learning, when you are just consuming information. To make progress, you need to move into doing. And one of the best ways to do this, and I know that this works for me in a really powerful way, is to make a financial commitment to something or to make myself accountable in some way. So when I'm going to do something, and you know, I might share that on Instagram or even on this podcast, because it keeps me accountable. It pushes me to keep doing, you know, to keep staying in the doing rather than just in the learning. Because the truth is, to stay in that learning phase, it's another one of those things that can keep us safe. It feels safe to just keep reading books or listening to podcasts or even to, you know, enroll in a course. But it's when you take those ideas that you learn and put them into action, that's when you make real progress. It's when you show up to a live training and you take action on the ideas that you learn. That's when you go to the next level. And when you join a program, it's when you take that knowledge and that vision that you create for yourself and you put those systems and strategies into place. That's when you create the home and life that you want. It's there for you. It's ready and waiting. You just need to take that next and important step. So, how do we make confident decisions? We create knowing, which comes from knowledge, vision, and experience. These are the three levels of clarity you want to bring to creating your home and other areas of your life too. This is what I teach in the Decluttering Masterclass. It's so much more than just, you know, ridding your home of clutter. It's about creating a vision for the home and life you want and the strategies and systems that you need to make it stick and to have the clarity and confidence to make the decisions that feel good for you. And this is what I'm going to be talking about in this upcoming live mini masterclass. So if you haven't registered yet, go to nataliewalton.com/calm, because I'm going to be going through these ideas and how you can make confident decisions when it comes to editing and creating your home. So I trust that this has been valuable for you. So let's just quickly review these three important ideas. And then I want you to take action on one of these ideas, because we know that that is where the gold is. That's where you will experience true success and move towards true confidence. Number one, knowledge clarity. This is the knowledge that you need to gain to create and edit your spaces with confidence. So just think about how much clarity you have with this right now and rate it on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, 1 being low, 10 being high. The second idea, vision clarity. This is about how clear you are on the vision that you have for your home and life that you want to create. And then the third one is experience clarity. How much confidence do you have from taking action? Are you still swimming in, I don't know, or are you gaining confidence by moving into action? Again, rate it on a scale of 1 to 10. Now, I don't want you to judge yourself based on where you are right now, because one of the most powerful and important steps is to create awareness about where you are. Once you have this awareness, you can take the necessary steps to move along your journey. It's just a process. You don't have to create any drama in your mind about it. Just know where you are and where you need to go. And then I'm here for you. You know, I'm here sharing the steps you need to take in between. And of course, you know, come and join the training. Like, I will be giving you those steps. What I want you to know today, though, is that we gain confidence when we move into action, because we start to gather data and information about what works and what doesn't. And you just take all the drama out of it. You don't need to make it, oh, mean all these other things. It's not. It's just information. And then you can move forward. So as I said earlier, when I was going through that massive cull of all my stuff before going on our tree change journey, I just had to move into action. I had to make decisions, but those decisions became easier when I connected with my vision. And once again, I engaged in that process. When I did that, I started to gain confidence in myself about the decisions I was making, and then I could gain momentum. So I trust that this has been helpful and that you're feeling really inspired to move into action. If it has, I'd really appreciate if you could leave a quick review. This is episode number 104, if you want to cite that in the comment. And just let me know, you know, one idea that's been really powerful for you about this topic. Or you can send me a screenshot on Instagram. And if you're really serious about simplifying your spaces so they represent the life that you really want, then make sure you register for this free mini masterclass that I'm running this week. And just a quick reminder that I'll be giving a special bonus to anyone who shows up live. You'll also get a replay if you register. But if you want to get the bonus, the live, you know, for showing up live, then make sure that you show up live. Thank you so much for listening today. I really appreciate when you listen to these episodes and all of your lovely feedback. I hope you have a beautiful week, and I'll talk to you again soon. I'm Natalie Walton, and you've been listening to Imprint. All of the links and info for this episode are at nataliewalton.com/podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so that you can get a direct download of the latest episode. And I really appreciate when you take a minute to rate and review, as well as share the love with someone you know who might benefit from this episode, or on social media. If you'd like to access a range of free resources, come visit my website, nataliewalton.com. Thank you to Jaeger Media for producing this podcast. And I would also like to acknowledge the people of the Bundjalung Nation where it was recorded and pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging. I look forward to connecting again soon. I'm Natalie Walton, and you've been listening to Imprint.